This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Karl Marx is readily recognized as the principal author of the Communist Manifesto, one of the most influential, notorious, and quite possibly least read political documents of the past 150 years. It was first published in German in London in 1848, blending Marx's analysis of the history of class struggle in Western Europe with an idealized outline for a society in which all men were economic equals, the ideological genesis of both socialism and communism. But the ideals Marx articulated were altered and distorted by the movements and governments that sought to implement them, at least in the view of historian Howard Zinn, whose mid-90s play, Marx in Soho, sets out to humanize the man and clarify his views.
It's a one-man show, but it's about his relationship with his family, his wife, his daughters, why he became a revolutionary, how he lived in poverty in London. It sort of humanizes his life for people who don't know very much about him.
Jerry Levy is a professor, activist, and actor from Brattleboro, Vermont, who has been performing Zinn's one-man show since 2004. He brings it to Petaluma for two nights this week.
The premise of the play is the Soviet Union has fallen, communism is dead, Marx's ideas are dead, and Marx is living in this purgatory for controversial political and religious figures. He demands to be sent back so that he can clear his name. So instead of sending him to Soho in London, where he lived, through a bureaucratic mistake, he's sent to Soho in New York.
And in the present day, a setup that allows the author to apply Marx's analysis and opinions to American capitalism at the turn of the 21st century. But along the way, Levy adds, we also see some unexpected facets of the man, such as the discovery that he did not consider himself to be a Marxist.
He was one of the great socialist thinkers, considered himself a communist, but he didn't consider himself to be a Marxist. One of the things he says in the play is, I'm not a Marxist because I don't believe that people should swallow my ideas like they swallow lemonade, uncritically.
We are shown a Marx who views himself as an early sort of feminist, but Levy suggests that may be author Zinn exercising some dramatic license with the known details of Marx's personal history.
The only liberties that Zinn admits to having taken is the gender issues that come up between him and his wife Jenny and his daughter Eleanor. And they have these arguments during the play about whether he really was a feminist or not, an emancipationist. Marx claims he was, and Jenny claims he wasn't.
For Levy, who has given more than 160 performances of Marx in Soho, touring the show is an extension of his avocation as an educator. Most people, he observes, know the name Karl Marx and can identify his most famous work, but often that's about all they know.
Even people who think of themselves as progressives or on the left, most of them have not read Marx. Maybe they've read the Communist Manifesto, but they don't know much about him.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.